Under some good old boys.
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on the humble that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now, can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, welcome, ladies, gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and grizzly host, Gemini Jackson, someone in the Quantimino with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Hey.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino. Boss.
All right, guys. Burrito had an interpretation when we brought this up in our preparation. He came up with Boss Coffee, Boss Hog, and people who call you boss when they talk to you in the same way others use man or bro. And that's what I was getting at with my one-word drop was, you know, I got called boss.
Boss man.
And some sandwich shop that's sitting in your bellies.
Who called you boss?
Himself called him boss.
Now, one of Mike's minions, man.
Mike's minions. They call you a sandwich artist at Subway. And here Jersey we Mike's. Call you Mike's minions. Yeah, and every Thursday you have to paint your fucking face yellow.
Do you kind of feel like those guys have to put on a Jersey attitude when they work there, though?
No, they hire people who have Jersey attitude.
I don't think I've ever met one of them that have a New Jersey attitude.
Yeah, they're all very nice to
us. They're demure, dude.
I think it's the location you guys go to.
We go to several. We travel. Yeah, there's like three in our area.
And but that's one of your stops.
And we globetrot.
So you're saying that your Jersey Mike's, there's a lot of Goombas working there or what?
Yeah. Hey, you hungry or something?
It's very unique.
It's going to be a minute.
It's traditional.
Okay.
Traditionally
WAP.
Hey, it's going to be about a minute. A minute and a half. What's the name? What's the name?
So it was one of the guys.
Hey, boss.
How old was he?
What's your sandwich, boss?
Was he Gen X?
If I had to guess, he was maybe like his mid-20s, so
really?
Not Gen X.
So
millennials are saying boss.
So young millennials are saying boss?
Old Gen Zers are saying boss?
I think they're getting it from their fathers or their grandfathers.
No, well, to me, it's a Gen X thing.
Boss?
I don't know. I'm imagining it.
I want to say it's cultural.
I feel like it's a Southern thing.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it's cultural.
In that it's a Southern thing.
What if they, okay, well, speaking of that, what if they, someone, instead of saying boss, they said massa? Do you think that would be good or no?
That's worse,
probably
man.
Not great.
I don't even know where you came up with that. I've never heard of that in my life. Yeah. Is that short for master?
Yeah.
Is that,
it's like, not, is that never corn? Heard of that in my life.
Is that corn product?
Corn.
Yeah, corn that
massa?
You make. Yeah, that you make tamales with.
Is that what, is
massa.
That massa?
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like boss. Don't
so
like
you get
cheese.
Called boss sometimes too?
Actually, you know what?
When was the last time you got called boss and where were you at?
Let me rethink about this, dude. Because
I was called boss this last weekend.
At the convenience store or some shit like that? It's always
not
some unskilled job.
Actually, dude, I think I like it. I'm having a reconsider.
You're like fucking walking it back.
Well, because
I don't like it.
Because, you know, for years I've said that I don't like being called boss or chief or anything like that. But
chief. Wow.
But I don't hate it, dude. It's a little too.
It's endearing.
It's something different. It shakes me out of whatever's happening. You know, it's like, oh.
Okay,
I'm a boss. Okay,
boss.
You a boss,
and
bitch.
I know if I think about it too much, I'm not a boss. But in the moment, I say
you are a boss. In the moment,
in this transaction, you know, him buying the sandwich, he kind of is the guy's boss.
I am the customer.
Yeah,
customer's kind of the boss at that moment.
Well, maybe he was instructed by Mike to say, "Hey, call everybody boss."
Part of the vocab. How do you guys feel about that place? We're talking about Jersey Mike's.
I love Jersey,
you know,
Jersey
a
Mike's.
Sub above.
Yes.
It is a tasty submarine sandwich. And, I mean.
Are you influenced by the idea that they slice it to order?
I like it.
You guys think there's a difference?
It probably is minute.
It's probably minute.
It's a feeling of it.
I think there's something about the moisture level.
It could be. It very well could be. It could be like, because, you know, when you have them already sliced, they dry out on both sides.
That's right.
But if you're constantly cutting from the fresh fucking thing, theoretically.
And you're putting them to work. As a boss,
yeah,
I like putting them to work.
Oh, no, I didn't want Toiki.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry.
Can and then they just throw it on the next bread.
But it looks heavy, dude. That chunk of meat.
It's not.
It looks heavy.
The chunk of meat? 5 pounds.
When they have to put it out there. Yeah.
Not even.
But they're working harder than a fucking artist is.
I don't know, man. They got to struggle through a lot of fucking depression.
Oh, think about how much customization the artist has put up to.
Dude, the same amount. Oh, no, man. No. You're right. You're right.
Mike's is
Mike's
way
of the hard
simpler.
Way, is what they
Mike's
say.
Way of the
yeah,
hobby.
Exactly.
Hey, you want this bitch
bust
wet?
Bust.
Do you want this bitch wet? No. Then here you go.
I do like that design, though. They call it Mike's Way, and it's like 7 ingredients.
Yeah.
And then you have to specify that you don't want
to put it on.
Well, then it's not Mike's Way.
It's not Mike's Way.
That ain't Mike's Way. Yeah, can I have Mike's Way, but no one. It's not Mike's Way. Even if you add the cherry relish, you get, it's not Mike's Way.
That's where you
get. Mike wanted you to have cherry relish.
Mike got a fucking sensitive tummy.
You got Brian, the alleged white tiger. Light oil vinegar.
Oh, look, no. It's a wet Mike's Way.
Mike's
no
way
disrespect.
Is wet.
Wet.
That is a wet wop.
No disrespect. It's a greasy amount of.
It is fluid. An uncomfortable amount of oil, right?
Right.
Because it gets everywhere.
As oil does.
As oil is wont to do.
W O N T.
Yeah. No, so like, it doesn't travel that good. But today, when it came to my face, it was like, had the right amount of time to really
Did you get
marry
light,
the
light,
flavors.
Light juice?
No, I got it heavy.
I've actually, this time,
oh,
I should
have cherry peppers on
I
there, too.
Got, I should have got the whole Mike's Way.
Yeah.
That's whole Mike's Way with the
no,
cherry peppers?
It would have traveled better.
With wet.
With wet, oh, wet. I should have got all
full
wet.
Full wet.
Yeah. Full wet is
Maybe
Mike's
whoever
way.
Was wetting today doesn't really wet wet.
Are you talking about the employee?
Yeah.
Are we gonna have
boss?
To, are we going to have to fucking report him
no,
to Michael himself?
Oh, it was a different guy.
Yeah. It was a different time, but...
It was a different time
today,
in my life.
I still felt it was like a Jersey Boy slicing
Wednesday.
Up the meat.
You know, yeah. One boss I don't like is that I like Bruce Springsteen, but I don't like that he calls himself the boss.
Burn I don't think he calls shit. Himself the boss. I think his fans call him
I
the
I think
boss.
He was the instigator, though.
What?
You don't,
I don't believe that.
You don't think he gave himself the... I think
no. Do you
the
think
kind of
Elvis
gives,
called himself the king?
Yes.
No.
I think most of these people started
no,
their own.
I don't think Elvis
don't
called
think
himself
so.
The king. I think the
oh, that
press
was probably,
called
yeah,
him
you're
the
probably
king.
Right. But I could see Bruce Springsteen, self-important, blowhard as he is, giving himself
I
the name of the boss.
I think his PR came up with the boss.
I think you just got something with Brucey Bruce.
I still like him.
You don't think he's the boss?
You don't think he's the boss?
In terms of like fake working class acoustic music sometimes?
Look, look.
Shots fired.
It's not like you went to Juilliard, okay?
Oh, you talking about Tupac now?
Tupac
we,
Shakur went
we
to talk Juilliard.
About,
did he really?
Yeah. Posers? Is this a poser conversation?
Look, sometimes you can become...
What you're posing?
A blue-collar acoustic guitarist.
Yeah, the more millions you make, the more blue-collar you get.
Look, it's a fucking fact.
What song are you taking to a deserted
look,
island?
Blue Collar is not about money.
Is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? Huh? I got a bad desire. It's sex.
I got a bad desire.
It's a boner.
Yeah. It's putting this wherever it might fit.
And now that we're talking about it, where do you think it
hey,
might? Where do you
hey,
think it might fit?
Player's choice. Where do you think this could fit? We could roll the dice. Sometimes it does not come out too nice.
Oh, bitch. Hugo Boss isn't on here, dude.
Oh, that's probably the worst
boss
of them all.
Are we talking fashion brand or like
no,
cologne?
No, we're talking about the guy who designed the Gestapo uniform.
Yeah, we're talking about the cleanest
the,
outfit, dude.
The cleanest,
nicest.
Oh, is that the history? I'm
yeah,
not
dude,
aware of this.
I think
Hugo
it's true.
Boss
I think Hugo Boss designed it's a good looking
uniform.
It's
well,
not
crisp.
The first to say
yeah.
it.
It's crisp. Iconic.
It is iconic.
Deny.
Look,
it's not iconic.
Iconic. As much as you might want to disregard everything that they've done, right?
Yeah.
The Germans engineered them a fucking uniform,
yeah.
man. Spearheaded by
name,
one Hugo Boss.
Headline, name a more iconic outfit, dude.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. You know it when you see it, and you're like, yo.
Yo.
Yeah, you
hey, man.
Okay, first, fresh. Second, why don't y'all just go home?
Yeah, man, like, you don't have to do the stuff in the outfit.
Right.
You could do other stuff in that outfit.
Right.
Like, be
take
nice.
Take the outfit back.
Yeah, reclaim.
Reclaim
I'm
the
reclaiming
boss.
The boss.
Reclaiming
dude.
The boss.
Hashtag.
Hashtag.
Just
reclaim
me.
The boss.
It's just a picture of me looking like Adolf.
With a mustache and everything.
But like at the soup kitchen. Reclaiming the boss.
No,
hashtag.
Instead of the Hitler stash, it's a soul patch.
Ah, now we're talking. Dude.
Nice. So it's like an upside down Hitler face?
Right. Upside down. I'm taking this whole thing and I'm turning it upside down.
Custom special.
Upside down Hitler face?
Yeah.
What do you think an upside down Hitler face sandwich is going to be? All I know is it's on Jewish rye.
I'm thinking it's something that's Benedict Arnold-y.
It can't be pork, because that's disrespectful.
Why is it called a Benedict Arnold?
It's not called a Benedict
Arnold.
What are
you talking about?
Arnold Eggs Benedict.
That's what I said.
Are you talking about Arnold Palmer?
Eggs Benedict is different than Benedict Arnold.
When I ordered Eggs Benedict with an Arnold Palmer, you have...
That's
nice,
Benedict
Arnold.
A brunch special.
That's the Blue Plate special.
Oh, wow. The brunch special at the Slam City Cafeteria for the homeless.
Dude. Anyways, I don't know this guy's history. He's like a traitor or something.
Hugo Boss?
No. Benedict Arnold.
Oh, yeah. Where are we at with these dishes being named
that? Maybe Benedict Arnold wasn't that bad of a guy.
I hear he wasn't.
I feel like we're just getting sold a bill of goods here, man.
You know, the thing about history is it's written by the winners.
Yeah.
Right? You don't really know what happened outside of your own lifespan.
But it's not really that big of a deal because it's white-on-white crime. Brits versus American Brits, you know?
Are you talking about history?
The Revolution, dude.
Okay, that specific white-on-white
crime. There's not real, there's no real, enemy.
What's the Brian McFly?
What do you know?
Drink? It's like a Sonic drink.
It's just, okay, I'll tell you what it is, dude. It's a Diet Coke at the fountain. But I get a Diet Coke because I'm watching, I'm watching the sugar intake. Not really, but sort of.
The diabetes.
And then, but I also put a little bit of Big Red on top just to get a little bit of sweetness.
Back
a little bit
up, everybody.
A little bit of cherry or a little strawberry, whatever it is.
Oh, damn.
You might not know. Out there, dude, if you don't live in near Slam City, you might not even know what Big Red is. It's a local treat.
Is regional. There a variant with Big Blue?
Yes. And there's Big Peach, I believe.
Whoa. Which I know about Big Peach.
He knows
that's
about
Brianna
it, okay?
McFly.
Wow. Brianna, when are we going to meet Brianna McFly?
Oh, shit.
She's your sister, your cousin.
That's his wife.
She'd cuck me, dude. She's a powerful woman,
she'd
Brianna
McFly. She'd
be
like a distant cousin.
Brianna McFly.
She's a boss.
Brian
she's a
boss, Brianna.
Bitch. Speaking of boss.
Boss.
Wow. So what's in the drawer?
What do you mean?
What's in her drawer?
In her drawer?
Yeah.
What do you like at home? Next to the bed?
Yeah.
What does it smell?
Big old fat ass dildy.
Like a fist of Adonis dildo or just like a regular
She's
one?
Not a whore, dude.
Maybe she's got a huge gash.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because you have a huge gash doesn't mean you fuck a lot
of
dudes.
That's true, man.
Yeah, that's why she has a fist of Adonis.
Right.
She likes to feel filled.
She has needs.
Doesn't that suck if you have a fat, just a big... Big vagina.
Big loose pussy.
Everyone just thinks that you're just
a tiny,
getting...
tight little spinner, and then everyone's like jumps in there,
damn.
Like, whoa, where are the fucking it's walls like, on this thing?
God, yeah, it's not her fault. It's
hot dog down the hallway.
She just says, God made me this way. Deal with it.
Oh, chicken fries. Do you deal with it, Brian?
God doesn't make mistakes, is what she says.
God made me perfect.
Speaking of perfect,
I'd like to have a word with God.
Yeah, about what?
Oh. This pussy.
Oh. Hey, God. Shit, dude. Bro to bro? Bro to bro?
You know. You know!
Did I roll snake eyes here?
You did. Is Brian McFly a manic pixie dreamboat? Or is Burrito the resident MPDB?
What is a manic pixie dream boy / boat? Is it the same thing as a manic pixie dream girl, but in male form?
Yes.
Then absolutely not.
You're not?
You don't think you're manic or pixie
you can't
enough?
Be, can you be a grump, dude? I'm a grump.
Manic, pixie, dream grump.
I'm just saying, look, okay. We're talking Natalie Portman in Garden State?
Sure. Or Leon?
Who's that? Oh.
Leon the professional?
No. So she's, okay, we're talking bipolar.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
They're going to be a little crazy.
Mousy? I
mean, mousy
for sure.
Quirky.
Yeah.
But also it's got a dark side.
Yeah.
Which is the depression.
The
low.
The cutting.
The bipolar, the low part of the bipolar.
Right.
The low
I feel
pole.
Like we're describing Brian McFly.
I mean, I don't know, dude. I don't think so. I don't think I'm quirky or I'm not bipolar as far as I know. I
you
am
don't have
a
to
grumpy
be bipolar
cunt.
To be manic
I don't, can you be a grumpy cunt? It would have to be different. It would have to be a different thing. Because with a girl, you're just like, oh, she's like, she seems exciting and like kind of like energetic or whatever. I'm not energetic. I think that's a big part of the manic pixie dream.
That's
girl
the thing. Manic part.
The manic part. Yeah. So I don't have the manic part.
The energy? Pixie. You have the energy.
I don't have the manic part. You think I have the manic part?
Yeah.
White Tiger? Are we talking White Tiger energy?
You're doing it
allegedly.
Right now.
Yeah, but I'm.
Let me just put this in kind terms.
Okay.
Oh,
like, let's
no.
not go like too definitive.
Why do you got to say
like let's see why, a million people like this idea. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So The Manic Pixie Dream Girl is just that ideal kind of indie chick that, you know, there's a little bit like wrong with her, but it makes her unique.
That's my bread and butter.
Yeah,
I love
that's
that.
Who you yeah. are as the Manic Pixie Dreamboat. I'm not saying there's like physicalness, there's not like mental status, you know, because everybody's got to be a little bit crazy one way or the other. It's just like your unique way of being crazy, right?
Okay.
You just joining us in this conversation just makes you extra crazy.
This is a fucking trap, dude?
Yeah, it's a fucking trap.
It's always a fucking
it's
trap.
It's not a trap. It's kind of an intervention. Look,
I disagree with your premise. I don't think that Manic Pixie Dream Boys are attracted to Manic Pixie Dream Girls.
No, or vice versa. It's like the version for like just regular
abusers are attracted
like
to Manic Pixie Dream Girls, and that's what I am.
Really?
No.
So you want to be the dream girl, not the dream boat.
No, I want to be with the dream girl, but I don't want to be a dream boat.
Well, let's say you are, and you just don't know it.
Congratulations.
Okay, convince me that I'm a Manic Pixie Dream Boat. What boxes am I checking here, dude?
All right.
Number one, finger game.
Yeah.
Is that, okay.
The finger blaster.
I didn't realize that
like,
was
appreciates
very...
it.
Okay.
That's
number
it,
two,
shoe-in?
Record something he calls a podcast.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Like,
wow.
It airs out his
so
like,
bros.
Heart and shit like
bros
that.
Bros do too. Yeah. I do, well, I guess I.
What's up, fellas? Ninjas?
Yeah, are you a bro or are you a Manic Pixie Dreamboat?
Yeah, or a boss. Be a boss.
I don't think I'm a boss.
Well, then.
So are we saying Burrito is the Manic Pixie Dreamboat?
I mean, he seems like he is. He's like he's sensitive, but in like a nice way.
He's
sensitive.
More of a spinner than Brian is.
Yeah. He's got the frame of a Manic
Pixie. The
pixie. You got the pixie part. I don't have the manic part, or I might.
You have the manic part.
I might.
We've been over this.
The pixie part I don't have. Dream? I don't think so.
What's the pixie part?
I think Svelte?
You have to be a waif.
Svelte?
A waif.
Waif.
You have to be a feet.
Oh, wow.
Like Burrito.
Burrito is a feet.
He's a feet guy, dude.
He's a feet guy.
I don't think... Okay.
So
I'm just a manic grump guy.
Yeah.
So just swap out Pixie for a...
I'm a manic grump boat.
Manic greasy
I thought it
dreamboat.
Was panic mixy.
Oh, yeah.
I do panic sometimes.
How about Mixie? What is Mixie?
I'm manic greasy dreamboat. What do you think?
Yeah. Fearless and greasy.
Oh, so we're making a chart here.
Yeah.
Like there's
these are personality
manic,
types, right?
Or panic.
What is
and
it?
Then there's lines coming off.
INTJ?
Yeah, like that.
I'm picturing more of the political one where it's like left, right, authoritarian.
I see.
So you're calling yourself manic political?
No.
I'm just picturing that graph.
Manic greasy rainbow.
I think Burrito, to me, he's the one. Like, I'm sensitive, but in like a scary way.
Yeah.
Sure.
But he's sensitive in like a nice, sweet way. And he's also he's got the frame for
the
it.
The look.
He's got the look. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I like that better than the real song though.
It is way better than the real song. That real song sucks, man. How much money do you think they made on that song?
A lot?
Give me a number.
Well, I think the record company did and they got a little slice, but
okay, what's the total gross of that song?
That song?
Yeah.
There's a lot of licensing.
Uh-huh.
I feel like it's not as much.
25 mil.
You think so?
I was going to say $750,000.
Possible.
No, that's what it deserves.
Yeah.
But it could have also been a platinum seller when it came out.
I'm sure it was a banger.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
I mean, every fashion show for like a five-year period probably mm-hmm. had that blaring.
Mm-hmm. And it was at a time when there was a lot of...
AIDS.
It would fit...
Yes.
It would fit really well in teen rom-coms. And those were all over the fucking place.
Mm.
Yeah.
Damn.
How about a Hugo Boss ad?
She's got the look.
Yeah, probably.
Like,
they didn't really.
Well, she's
have
just like blonde hair, blue eyes,
and goose stepping.
Oh, she's uh-huh. got that. There's something about her. She's got
she's
that
got look.
That guy? No, he doesn't have the look.
Not the look.
Not the look I'm looking for. That was like a Seinfeld line.
Speaking of
dreamboats, Idris breaks Brian's heart.
Well.
By saying that he will not be the next 007.
Oh, he walked away. Okay.
Yeah, he walked away. And then I think they said now they're looking for a young 007.
That's
someone
fine,
in their
dude.
30s.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
Like he's Tom Holland?
Idris?
No.
Idris
throwing that out 40... Like Brian McFly.
Whoa! Ooh, shit, dude.
Like
dude.
Manic Pixie Brian McFly. Manic Pixie Dream Brian.
Well, I was bringing Ooh. This more up, not because of Idris, but because of the concept of James Bond.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And where do you guys sit at that? Because I wasn't ever like the biggest James Bond fan myself.
The spy thing was fun, right? But James Bond specifically didn't really resonate all that much with me.
You're more of a Mission Impossible person?
That is a more fun version of James Bond, but I don't know, just the whole, I don't know, the persona just doesn't do
Secret
it for
agent.
Me.
It's like
well,
a
bl- just
it's
like
a-
he's just overly cocky. He's this white dude that's like, hey, bitch.
Oh, I like that part. The part of him being
the
white.
The machismo?
Yeah, but, allegedly.
Allegedly. It's such a refillable character. There's nothing like
unique or
unique
about
him. About if
him.
You can just keep switching the character out, like actors out of it, it's inherently not a very interesting character, maybe. Is that wrong?
No, I mean, it's rote, but it's accessible and it can be fun.
Yeah.
But it's just
and the gadgets
a very
and shit
basic.
It's cool.
Yeah, but Batman's cooler.
That's true.
And Mission Impossible.
There was like, when I was 10, there was like a TBS James Bond marathon or something. Uh-huh. TNT, something like that. Maybe TCM or something.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So like
the whole Turner Network you were watching.
Well, one of those.
He had like 60 channels.
Wow.
Wow, 34.
Wow, he counted them.
Jesus Christ.
For a while it was 34, but I watched like a ton of James Bond movies and it was fun. But
so you're familiar
I haven't seen
with
it since. No, I'm not familiar because it was like 25 years ago.
But you can
ago.
Name like 10 of them at least.
I can name some, yeah, I can name
I
the
can
titles.
Name two? Three.
What do you remember from Pussy Galore?
I don't think I ever saw that
Octopussy.
One. I didn't see that one either.
I think that one was called Octopussy. Dude, Burrito would have been perfect for this one.
A License to Kill.
Do I have to like bring this up
Casino
later?
Royale.
Quantum of Solace.
Oh, he's a big Bond fan.
He's a some huge poses. Bond fan.
All right, we'll
Broccoli.
We'll talk about this
Fuck.
Later.
The producers.
To be continued.
The producers, the WAP producer's name is Broccoli.
Broccoli.
Yeah, we'll
Barbara
talk about
Broccoli.
That. Maybe
is that her name?
Yeah.
Barbara Broccoli.
Sounds made up, but back in the day.
Oh, it says it right here. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 49 years old, though, is a little old. I guess that other guy was pretty old, too.
Long in the tooth.
But now, dude, look, it's not fun anymore because, first of all, this guy can't just fuck women and leave them out, hang
they
them out to dry.
Kind of neuter James Bond.
And the Bond girl can't be super young if the guy is super old because bitches hate that.
But
so,
is this
specifically bitches?
Yeah. They neutered him, dude. They took away his highball.
Yeah.
They took away his biggest gadget.
We'll let Burrito continue this whenever he rejoins
us. His charisma.
Try to remember that. Burrito
like Sean Connery, dude?
Anymore.
Perfect.
Just kidding.
Yeah,
him
do you remember
as a person?
Sean Connery and what, Barbara Walters,
yeah,
was it?
That was him being my favorite James Bond.
Genuine.
I mean,
is talking
that was
about
James Bond
women.
IRL. You don't think James Bond IRL slaps women?
He absolutely does. They don't show. He makes the producer sign a contract that they won't show him hitting women
uh-huh.
in the final cut. Uh-huh. But behind the scenes, dude, James Bond.
Just slapping them?
I mean, only when they need to be
James
slapped.
Bond, the actor.
He's out of the bottle, man.
James, yeah.
Well, that was Double X Quantumino.
Don't hit women unless, you know, there's, I mean, there are caveats, but for the, in,
are we talking
in
about
general,
hysteria?
Well, you know,
and you've
sometimes
tried everything else.
Who loot the ass financial advisors? When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Hulu will help you diversify holdings. Flat rate.
Always great.
Hulu gets it done. Call Hulu at the ass today. I'll regret it tomorrow.
Just give him a call, guys.
Who knew this?
And this is the news, lightning edition.
Yes.
We're going to blast through these, ladies and gentlemen.
Finger blast through these. Top scientist admits, quote, space telescope image was actually a slice of chorizo.
Not only
chorizo.
Okay, so not only did he admit it, but he offered this like sincere apology. Was this not clearly a joke?
It was a joke.
And then he gave his a heartfelt
you need to sit
I'm so sorry.
I'm
down.
Sorry to the people that this hurt.
Yeah.
Dude.
I'm sorry to the idiots on the internet.
Imagine meeting someone that was
right.
hurt by this joke.
Well, if this was your favorite astronomer and you follow him and you're just genuinely excited about discoveries, you know, and then you know the James Webb's hot right now.
It's hot.
It's hot.
You know what else is hot?
What else is hot?
Spicy cured meats.
You're right.
So, there you have it.
Speaking of meats, FDA approves first condom specifically intended for anal sex.
I'm sorry, did you understand this headline?
I read more than the headline.
Let me see. FDA approves first condom specifically intended for... You guys understand this? What does this mean?
Like an apartment that you buy with a mortgage?
No.
Well,
that's
condominium. That does kind of make sense because you could definitely get anal sex if you brought a girl to your condominium.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, dude.
Condomna.
Oh, hold on. Let me look this up.
Condemnation?
Oh, it's like a piece of plastic you put on your cock.
What is this,
when you have sex.
That's insanity. What? That is insanity.
Who came up with this fucking idea?
What the fuck?
Is this a novelty thing? Is
what's the purpose of this?
I don't get it.
To fuck up the moment.
So you can fucking strangle the shit out of your dick?
Yeah, man. So that sex sucks? Yeah. Is that what this is for?
It's like tagging and bagging your own dick, man. Hey, night night.
Like, how the fuck are you supposed to jizz everywhere if you got that shit on?
Yeah. How are you supposed to impregnate these ladies?
Are you a breeder?
So what is this? The one male condom will be the first permitted to use a safe and effective use label for reducing sexually transmitted infections during ass sex.
Anal suce.
Specifically.
What makes it specific for anal sex?
They tested it.
Oh, so it doesn't tear. I guess the anal sex, I guess the condoms tear.
Certify it.
Condoms currently are certified for vaginal sex only.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They're only rated for puss. Dude.
Yeah, you don't fucking look at the MSDS sheet on condoms.
I didn't realize that, dude.
He ain't bothering buying them.
You're not using surfaces that are not self-lubricating.
Can I run something by you guys?
Dreamboats don't have supply their own.
Can I run something by you that
Tell us about it, Brian!
It might be bad. Anytime I've had anal sex, I don't think I ever use a condom.
Wow. Why would you?
Is that bad?
It's not like they can get pregnant.
Get that test the next day.
I mean, you can get a sexually transmitted disease by doing anal sex without a condom.
You're tearing your dick up, boy.
And also, you got shit particles in your dick.
That's fine.
Inside your dick hole.
Yeah. That's okay.
You're opening up like microscopic cuts when you do that.
But it's so cool, dude, that you could just like bust loads.
Bust it in there.
I mean.
Just leave it in.
It's almost as good as doing
the real thing.
The biblical cream pies.
Wow.
As I call them.
Good old BCs.
Yeah. That's why I was BC than AD. Yeah, that's
right. What's AD?
After anal.
Anal destruction? Sure.
After dessert.
Speaking of destruction.
Oh, man, Arthur. I'm happy for you on this one.
Semi-truck full of Bud Light overturns on Kentucky highway, spilling cans everywhere.
Everywhere!
Looks like my basement back in 2006.
Oh, yuck. Back when I was drunk and didn't have much to live for.
Look, did you find this in the comment section?
This looks is like a my social media post turned.
Yes.
Looks like my basement back in 2006. I mean, this is like...
It's not in the comment section. This is
when they're writing an article, they need to do some research, right?
Quoting a tweet, a retweet.
I know, but I just wish you wouldn't have included this and brought it to the show.
Well, we need a context.
Why does it bother you, Brian?
I don't know. Let's talk about it.
Dude. Looks
it just...
like my basement back in '06.
I don't know, man. It just sucks.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Gets serves you everything in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions, no. Don't give up your much-done cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
Abu gets, and I gets it, so get it.
Speaking of overturned lorries.
Oh, wow, back to back. And
truck loses porta-potties on highway, several cars damaged.
Damn, is that one better than the other one before it?
I didn't read the details on the story, so I'm just going to imagine they were full of dookie already.
This one also says, looks like my basement back in 2006.
There we go.
Yeah!
Are you yelling trap? Are you yelling trap?
Yes, we brought it back.
And speaking of dookie, reusable toilet cloth viral trend is making people cringe.
This is it.
Twitter wants another way to save Earth.
I took a shit in one of these houses before.
What, they didn't have any TP?
Yeah.
No!
Is this why you had a bad taste in your mouth?
Did they just have a basket with like towels that you can use to wipe your ass and then put it in a dirty basket?
I don't know, maybe.
Oh my God, I am not doing that. At somebody's house.
That's like reusable diapers.
And number one, it's a towel that they've washed. That someone else already shitted on.
Put their shit particles
now,
on.
Now, there were like several towels.
There could be a million and a half
face
towels.
Size towels.
But
or
what I did was I ended up.
Oh, you dookied at their house?
No, I dookied at their house. I didn't check to see if they have toilet paper because everyone has toilet paper.
Why would you not have toilet paper?
Right.
You insane ass motherfucker.
So you guys make the assumption?
Yeah. Well, now I don't.
You got to scope every time.
Apparently. So basically, I pulled up my pants and my underwear.
Was this just like a regular one?
Your drawers?
pulled up my drawers.
Was this a dirty one or a regular one?
I don't know. It's hard to. You can't just.
You
check.
Just caked them.
You can't check with your fingers. You how, just how caked dirty it. Is.
Fuck.
I caked it, but I made sure that my butt cheeks were clamped.
Yeah.
And so I waddled it. To the kitchen. And I got some paper towels.
Wow.
And I probably flushed them, to be honest with you. And that's on them.
As well you should.
That's on them. Fuck your pipes, dude.
Dude, that's insanity. Why do people think that this is a good thing to do?
Because it's Slam City, Central Texas, dude.
No, but look, the most reusable thing in the world we have is paper.
Yeah.
Right? It's the most renewable resource we have.
Yeah. Also, you're not making any changes.
Right?
You're making no impact on the earth.
The manufacturing of these toilet cloths is like way worse than making toilet paper.
Absolutely. You're never going to get the value and the manufacturing differential.
And isn't there something insane, like if all of us recycled all the time, it still wouldn't do shit?
It's like 3% improvement or something like that.
Because it's the companies that, you know, what? It's the fucking corporate.
Here we are.
The profiteers!
Play the music, dude, that I sent you, the speech music.
What?
Play the speech music!
Play the speech music, dude. It's God Bless America. That's pretty good. It's these fucking corporations. That's it.
Brian, staunch libertarian. You know, you can't be a libertarian unless you're a staunch libertarian.
Do libertarians not like corporations?
Why would they?
I don't know.
I guess they're not for regulations.
Yeah.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
Anyways.
You guys want to time travel?
I don't know why you got to call it out like that. You always tell me to bring fucking evergreen stories.
this is an evergreen story, isn't it?
This is an evergreen story.
Tell us about it, Gemini!
Man hid cherry pies under woman's car tires to see them bend over. And then Art puts -2018.
I know, yeah. Wow.
I mean, it's like 5 years ago. But
oh, my God.
Because priceless. I stumbled across timeless. This story.
Timeless.
A while back.
We may have reported on it.
And you said, I see.
Yeah. So he had a deja vu moment.
So he's mad because he didn't post it.
Yeah, because he's
because, oh, this is too old.
And then it gets posted 4 years later.
Yeah.
Who cares? Hey, so wait. So he put cherry pies. Under women's... So,
she's my cherry
I was
going to
ask you about the Warrant song.
I mean, why does it have to be cherry pies?
That's all I had on.
Do you think it was the ones that come in the bag?
Yeah, like you got them from a C-store.
How about the ones in the little cardboard box?
Yes.
Like tiny pie?
Yeah.
Which I, tiny what I call pie. The misses.
You fancy boy.
You call Brianna McFly Miss Tiny Pie?
Hey, Miss Tiny Pie. Get
hey, Miss Tiny Pie.
After you drop
and then
your load
she calls you Miss Tiny Cock.
Wait, so Brianna...
Oh, this guy's on fire.
Hey, guess what, dude? The average vagina is 3.5 inches, okay?
So she does have a tiny pie.
Can you research that?
Any longer cock is superfluous. You have a superfluous 4-inch cock, sir.
Okay, Mr.
That last half inch ain't doing nothing for nobody.
Okay, Mr. Extra Cock. So Brianna McFly, is that my wife or my sister?
You tell us, man.
Yes.
Yes. Distant cousin. You guys are like third cousins
or something. Dude, why are you making this like that? Dude, you know I'm going to fuck her.
Branch on the tree.
You know I'm going to fuck her, dude.
Because you never met her until you guys were adults. So
oh, wow.
Doesn't really
that's not hot anymore, dude.
We grew up together bathing in the same bathtub. We're the exact same age.
Now we're talking.
You met on the set of a washing machine.
Oh, my.
Or a dryer, whichever one.
Yeah, what does Brianna prefer, the washer or the dryer?
They're both front loading, so what's the difference?
So is Brian.
She gets stuck either way.
Ex-Ohio court mediator arrested. Fuck, let me try that again.
Leave it in.
Ex-Ohio mediator arrested. Allegedly sent feces to GOP.
Bullshit. Talking a lot of shit today, guys.
I didn't bring this up because of the political aspect.
Good.
I brought it up because he sent some shit.
What do you think? An Ohio man is in custody after being accused of sending about 36 shit-filled letters to lawmakers around the country.
This is your... Dude, this is
I
your...
I think this is free speech.
This free speech.
I think this is free speech.
This is your brain on politics,
first
dude.
First off,
yeah,
is he just
sure.
smearing some dookie on a letter?
I don't know. I think it's whole turds.
That's a lot of turds.
Yeah, but they're not all his.
25 turds?
Is it free speech?
Free
That's a
speech?
Good question.
No, it's not free speech.
I keep thinking it's like human feces. It could
it
be
is
just
human feces.
Rabbit droppings.
It doesn't matter what it is. It's against the law.
It should be against the law, but
feces.
I think people like they act like it's dangerous. Is it dangerous?
It's a biological
Fuck
hazard.
Yeah, man.
How dangerous
Disease?
Is it?
Disease?
Pretty goddamn dangerous.
Why? What can live in poo-poo?
All
Have
kinds.
You ever gotten pink
That's
eye?
Why is it called
That's
shit?
That's not that bad.
Pink eye is like...
Can you die from pink eye?
I'm sure you can.
Really?
I'm sure somebody's died
infection.
From pink eye.
It's an infection.
Yeah,
yeah.
What if it breaches
one infection
the blood-brain
another,
barrier?
Yeah.
And you get
cause
sepsis.
Cellulitis.
What's the worst thing you can get
cellulitis.
From Dookie? Can you get AIDS from Dookie?
I don't think you can. I don't think you get AIDS by eating it.
Let's just say you have a crazy night.
No, no. Look, if they have
in 2012,
okay, yes, you can. But it's AIDS by proxy. So the dookie gets shit out the ass of an AIDS
you're
guy,
eating ass,
and they have like
an ass-eating
fissures.
Oh,
so
no.
it soaks into the dookie.
I didn't ask
and you
if
also
it was
have
like
fissures into your in your mouth.
Yeah,
and you just gum it. You're gumming this dookie, this Ew. AIDS dookie.
I didn't ask if like the AIDS was innate to the poo poo. I just, can you get it from eating the poo poo? Your answer is yes.
That's what I said. I said yes.
Bullshit.
I was just positing how it could happen.
I see.
I needed to walk that one out.
I'm sassy with you, dude.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
Speaking of feces,
I have AIDS.
Oh.
Speaking of sticking things up your ass,
wow.
Constipated bloke had water bottle up his bum, but was too scared to tell his wife.
No.
What? A man who was rushed to the hospital with a huge bottle
up
his backside.
So a guy needed to take a shit, but there was something like stuck up there, and they did a like CT scan or something on him, and they realized there was a
So he knew he wasn't constipated.
Oh,
yeah.
He knew that it wasn't a natural constipation.
See, the headline led me to believe this guy was constipated, so he put a water bottle up his butt and started like trying to flush it out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then he just it got sucked in because it didn't have a flared base.
No, no. It sounds more like he was jerking off.
He had already... shoved that motherfucker up in there.
Do you think it was good when he came?
He was probably...
I don't think it's worth the pain.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be 100% honest.
And also, next time, just
flared base.
Yeah, that's it, dude.
Flared base.
That's it.
But some people like
or
the danger.
Tie a string to it or something.
Yeah, get a little tampon.
Yeah, a little
or
danger.
Some magnets inside, so just get the
iridium
magnet or whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad.
There's no magnet strong enough to pull a fucking water bottle out of your ass.
Hey, Gemini, do you like just ruining me and Arthur's fun?
Yeah.
You just want to fucking
It's just like shitting. It's just assistance
with a
magnet.
It's not like shitting. No,
it kind of
you guys
is.
Are insane.
So how do you think they pulled it out?
They fucking...
Forceps?
What about those
hands? They went up in there, grabbed it.
What about those big magnets that lift the cars and the dumpsters?
Dude, you're going to pinch your gooch.
No, it's just going to like fly right out of your ass.
It's not going to fly out of your ass.
You tie me to the ground, okay?
Yeah.
And then you lower that car magnet to my ass and you start lifting the magnet.
He just falls down.
This is somebody's motherfucking...
This is Brian's fantasy.
Like,
this is the dream, dude.
This is twitching some dude's dick right now. Just thinking about...
Why does it have to be a guy?
A fucking water bottle this size slowly getting pulled
out
of his asshole.
But honestly, dude, why does it have to be a guy?
Who's more adventurous?
I'm just kidding. It has to be a guy.
It has to be a guy.
It has to be.
You're not thinking like a dreamboat.
Testosterone, dude. Is it testosterone
that's making
people shove this stuff?
Look,
it
does
ass?
Make you more less risk averse.
Right. What's the opposite? Is there a risk averse? Like two words to say risk averse, etymology corner.
No.
Yeah, risk averse.
No, but like the opposite, risk something verse.
Oh, just yeah.
Risk.
Pro risk.
Accepting.
Adverse?
Anyways, we'll talk about it later. We're doing lightning round. I keep forgetting.
Couple charged for allegedly having sex on giant wheel at Cedar Point. Yeah,
they was fucking on the Ferris wheel.
What's going on here, guys?
On a Sunday.
Look, what's going on here?
I think the law should say if you're making a reasonable effort to conceal the fucking
or
whatever's going
on.
You don't think so?
There are witnesses on other chairs.
The thing is, it's a fucking nasty thing to do.
Yeah,
it's
but
despicable.
Well,
and disgusting.
Not the fucking filth part, but like you're leaving shit everywhere. You're fucking dripping. You're dripping.
If she's
on the Ferris wheel.
If she's into it.
She's dripping.
If she's into it.
Or regardless, there's more shit particles than there needs to be.
Yeah. Yeah, because someone's like got their bare ass on the seat.
And you're slapping cheeks?
No,
that shit's just going everywhere?
You're still keeping the pants on. You're just pulling it out. And she's like sitting on top of you.
I wasn't real. I guess
yeah,
I wasn't.
But there's some level of.
No, there's none.
Aerated.
Nah.
Genital smell.
Yeah, but there's no surface
there's
touching.
There's smell, dude.
Also, if you're in the like the cart
and it's
or
rocking.
The, you're like right next, you're right behind them or right in front of them. You're seeing it. There's no way to conceal. You're
I've
right.
seen somebody getting a hand job one time. I was not impressed,
that's, dude. That's not bad. The hand job is as long, if they're just
he was by
there,
himself.
Oh, even then, dude. If you are concealing it, if you're doing like what you just did, you can write you a ticket. But otherwise. Let him
it's
be,
indecent
dude.
Exposure.
No. If
Do you
you're
think there's no
you
such thing as indecent exposure?
No, I'm saying bring a blanket.
What if it's a fat chick?
Then you don't need a blanket. She is the blanket.
Well, look, you're fully dressed, but your dick's out, and you got a blanket on top of that. So there's no one's seeing anything.
People are seeing you move like you're masturbating.
Moving like you're masturbating isn't
moving like Jagger.
You're jacking.
That's not
moving.
That's
like
not
jacking.
Indecent, dude.
Moving like you're jacking off is not indecent. Go up to somebody.
No, jacking off is gross. Okay. But if a woman is jacking you off, you're not involving anyone except who's in that vicinity.
Look, if you put the blanket over all of the windows, fine. I'll give that to you.
So in a car, you're saying you'd have to do that?
Well, yeah.
In a car, I say you should get a ticket for looking into someone's car when they're doing something sexy.
It's out in public.
No, but yeah.
It's in your purview. You're not necessarily looking into their car. You see, like, you know, a dick hanging out the window.
Here's the question. Would you call the cops on someone doing sex stuff in their car?
No, I'd be fucking hassling him until he lost his shit.
Why?
Because it's funny.
What's worse, being a narc or being a fucking cock block?
It's not. Dude, he's got a story. He's got a better story than what he's going with. Oh, yeah, fuck this chick in the car.
And then some guy.
This goddamn broke.
He was like, hey, are you guys having sex?
Are you guys okay? Are you okay?
You look like you're in pain, miss.
Are you okay?
That looks fun.
Can I jump in there?
Yeah, that is cool.
That's way cooler than letting them have their fun.
I guess, dude. That's just what a hassle.
You'd never do it?
No, I'd let them continue what they're doing. I'd walk on by, or I'd watch them jerk off.
Roll down their window and be like, hey, fuck you.
Then I might call the cops on them. I am petty more than I am virtuous or whatever. Fuck, bitch. What is this?
So let's go through some fast food drive-thrus real quick. Georgia murder suspect arrested after calling the police over cold fries.
Cold fries.
That's over
in
Georgia. Over in New York City, man accused of shooting New York City McDonald's worker over cold fries.
Cold fries.
Antoine Sims, what's up?
It's a cold fry pandemic.
Antoine Sims, what's up, dude?
Michael Moore and
drag him, drag him.
You say Michael Moynihan?
No, Morgan.
Morgan.
Oh, okay.
Age 20. Killed Kevin Holloman.
Dang. Who died from three gunshot wounds of cold fries.
Tell me about this, guys. Have you guys had cold fries from McDonald's
pandemic.
Before?
It's an epidemic of cold fries.
I get them on that.
I've had cold fries.
You have to think hard about that, Gemini. It sounds like
it's not good.
It's just not a normal thing.
No, it's not a normal thing, and I think they've cleaned up their act in the last few years.
Why does the news make it sound like it's a normal thing?
Oh, you're saying
No. They're talking about the cold fries because it's an unreasonable thing to do. Also,
serve cold
this
fries
is from 2018.
I think it is.
This is from 2018.
Oh, it's not. No, dude.
It's in October 2018.
There it is, dude. I'm circling it.
Within a small time frame, there's been two cases of murders related to McDonald's cold fries.
They're highlighting the cold fries because it's an unreasonable thing to murder someone over.
No, here's the thing, dude. I think we're going to have to start asking the question.
This is true crime.
Which part is the crime? Which is the crime?
Well, also,
is the cold fries the crime or is the murder the crime?
The murder is the crime.
Eventually, we got to start asking the tough questions.
The murder is the crime.
How are we breaking the law, sir, for cold fries?
The murder is the crime.
The murder is the crime. Why are we breaking the law here? Cold fries.
False advertisement.
It doesn't say they're hot.
They always look hot on the
fucking TV.
Doesn't
say they're French either.
So, Gemini, am I to believe that you think that cold fries is good? You like that?
No, I don't think it's good, but
I'm not going to kill someone over it.
I'll ask for some warm fries.
Okay.
What do you think?
I don't know. What if I say you'll get what you get?
Yeah. What if you get some pushback?
What if I say, hey,
you
bitch,
pulling out the clock?
You get what you get.
I'm going to call Ronald right now, and you're going to come run up on your head if you don't give me fucking warm fries.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Hot fries!
You see? You put yourself in his shoes, and now you understand why
you're shooting him. Ronald's shooting him.
Oh.
My friend Ronald, he'll shoot a motherfucker for cold fries. I might not, but he would. They don't even have to be his warm fries.
Mm.
You know what I mean? He's just crazy like that.
Fuck. Well, anyways, I guess you shouldn't murder people over fries, but I stand by it.
Also, I think these stories were planted by McDonald's.
Oh, yeah?
Some reverse psychology, because we just had a discussion. I don't remember the last time I had cold fries at McDonald's, and then you're like, you know what? McDonald's
sounds good. Let's go get some fries.
Or maybe they don't want to be like responsible for the cold fry thing. They're like, look, if you get cold fries, it's not that big of a deal. It's
just
not that,
shoot the
it's
guy.
Not, no, it's not worth
it. Look, if you got cold fries, just shoot the guy who made the fries.
No, you're in the pocket of Big McDonald's, dude. You're saying cold fries is not a murderable offense, and I'm saying it
it's
is.
It's not.
But guess what? McDonald's would agree with you.
McDonald's is agreeing with me that you're not supposed to murder someone over cold fries.
Yeah, man.
I am shocked.
You're cocked out, dude.
I'm beside myself.
Hey, man. I hope they're paying you enough.
You know? They're paying me in Big Macs, which is consequently enough.
Let's roll over to Wendy's, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, trap.
Wendy's worker charged with murder after punching a customer in Prescott Valley.
Oh, let's talk about this. Holy shit, he probably punched an old dude.
This is the employee attacking the customer.
The thing is, you can kill somebody with one punch.
I know. You shouldn't get charged with murder.
The guy hit his head on the pavement too hard and scrambled his brains. That's how it happens.
That's how it happens.
Man. Yeah. Head injury.
Guess, here, part of me says you shouldn't say
it's
murder.
It's not murder.
It's not murder.
It's manslaughter.
It's manslaughter. But you I mean, I guess
he's charged with it.
But
man's
not
laughter.
He's guilty. But
not enough people. Man's laughter.
That's my metal band.
Man's laughter.
That's great.
That's Brian's comedy album.
Not enough people know that.
He's killing it.
It's like one person. It's just one guy in the audience laughing. Everyone else is hating it.
That would be a cool CD.
Man's laughter.
Just like laughter.
No, he's like doing a stand up and there's like one person in the audience laughing with like such a huge echo.
Man's laughter. That would be hilarious.
And then a lot of that.
No. Yeah, a lot of coughs.
Yeah.
Tough crowd.
Oh, no.
And then you can overhear, it's like, can I get another Shiner Bock? It's like,
yeah.
It's too close to the mic.
You can actually hear the guy in the audience.
Order from the waiter. He's killing it, though. Sold 1 million copies.
Man, you're making me.
Oh, yeah. Another sad story about fast food.
Damn.
Boyfriend jailed after felonious cheeseburger battery at Burger King.
That's the name of my mixtape, Felonious Cheeseburger. Felonious Cheeseburger.
Is it a jazz album?
Yeah.
Nice.
Felonious Cheeseburger Battery is the ska album.
Wow.
If you add the third thing.
If you add the
it's just
the
called
drums.
Battery. No, the album's just called Battery.
Oh, Felonious Cheeseburger Battery.
Damn. Yeah. Wait, so I don't understand this.
This guy threw a cheeseburger at his girlfriend with such force that the sand struck the back of her head and she fell over a curb onto the ground.
Okay, so he's going to jail because this bitch got bad balance?
He threw a sandwich at her.
Who cares?
It had to have been Whopper. What do you think?
Yeah, dude, he whopped her, dude.
Walloped her and whopped with a Whopper.
You know, this is just unfortunate.
I mean, I think it's not about the burger.
What's it about?
To me, it's about the burger.
Well, no, I don't think it's about the burger.
Do you want to backtrack to that Wendy's story?
Yeah, let's go back.
Yeah, what did the guy order? Or what got fucked up?
He got a 5-piece McNuggets, and they didn't tell him that it's only 4-piece now.
Oh, yeah. I see that.
See
that being a violent
cold
encounter.
Cold fries?
Fuck, just 4-piece. Like, hey, this is a 4-piece.
I'll say this about Wendy's
like,
current advertising.
He's like, how many were there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Nice, dude.
They're advertising their fries to be like always fresh and always hot, like on the box.
Uh-huh.
And I bet he got cold fries.
Oh,
Wendy's.
No.
And he was like, hey, could I get a replacement fries?
I would rather get cold Wendy's fries than cold McDonald's fries.
The fourth person to just aggravate this guy.
Can I just say, dude, that this guy is also named Antoine. This guy,
there's
so many Antoines, and two of them are in these stories. Antoine Sims killed someone, and then Antoine Kendrick killed someone.
How about Antoine Fisher?
Wait, is that the...
Hide Your Kids. Antoine Fisher
is that the basketball movie?
No.
What's Antoine Fisher?
I don't know.
It's like a Navy movie.
Oh.
Okay. Right? Anyways.
I don't know.
Sorry for bringing up Antoine. Sorry for doxing these guys.
Antoine McFly.
These guys,
the bastard
guess what?
Son I like of to Brian pr- McFly.
I like to remind everyone, these people were presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Thank you.
By a jury of their own peers.
Alleged
to more
crimes.
Positive news. Chicken wing prices are cheaper now than they were before the pandemic.
Oh, my God, Arthur. You got to be head over. I mean, you got to be fucking.
To the moon.
To the moon and back.
Man, I'm still pissed, and we'll talk about it in another episode.
No. Why are we.
We're delaying the hate to let it stew. If you guys are interested.
Tuned.
Hey, listen, listeners. If you're interested in chicken wings, and now I mean like really, truly interested in chicken wings, stay tuned.
To figure out why Arthur is
pissed. Why is Arthur pissed? Stay tuned on the next episode of Slam City Radio.
Okay, I fucked it up. Sorry.
No, you're good.
Shove it up your ass.
Ooh. Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat. Warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidding desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm-raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. all greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thick'em. Thick'em Farms.
Thick'em Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thick'em Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Is that too much?
Hit 'em up!